evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. Hawk coming to you live. I believe I'm on now, I think. But I'll tell you what, it's just kind of very interesting because all kind of stuff happens right before the network. And I know some of you don't believe that crap, but let me tell you, this stuff is ongoing. And I'm going to tell you what, let me just give you something to look up. Look up L3 Harris, allegedly. L3 Harris has something called SPYDR, a spider. It's a descendant of the stingray, and they can hack into any phone, any kind of computer, any kind of deal, all right, any kind of deal they want from the internet, all right, and or from the, your cell phone or whatever it is, and they can then mess with your phone, mess with your computer, do anything they want, and it has very little telltale. So I know that. L3 Harris, allegedly, okay, has that spider, and it's being heavily used all across the United States right now to do your deal. Now, there's also, just to let you know, there's something called, allegedly called, from the background sources called FOG, F-O-G, what's the second word? FOG, something or other, and it is ability to gain access by the agencies, the feds, the cops, anybody. They can go in, put you in that thing, and then they say they don't need a warrant because all of this they can buy from this fog stream or whatever they call it, whatever it is, that has all of your information and even has the information being shown of where you're at and where your car is, and it goes by a camera, and where then that plugs up, but it's all tied to you. They're doing 24-hour surveillance of American people by the secret police, SOBs, in D.C. and in all over the country, okay? And I'm going to tell you, I was going to start out, but I got we couldn't get on with the network onto the Skype. Although I was showing that I was on Skype, he was showing I was off Skype. It's just, you know, crazy, and it's not his fault and not mine. Somebody's doing it to make this broadcast look like it's, goofy and for people to discount it. Well, that's all there is to it. But I'm going to tell you what, it's the power and the blood of Jesus. We'll get the stuff out one way or the other. Now, I was going to start out tonight. Water, nearly a drop to drink or whatever. And it's just amazing, all the water issues, the water things going on. Well, let me just talk to you about a couple weeks ago. What did they have? It was a U.S. aircraft carrier, the Nimitz, right? And all of a sudden, they found out that their water supply of water on board the huge aircraft carrier for thousands of people are on it. It had jet fuel in it. Poison, okay? Somebody did it. Of course, that's just a coincidence, and it leaked from la-la-la-la-la. But anyway, it is, because now, this past week here, last few days, or last end of last week, the Abraham Lincoln allegedly purchased all these gallons of water for that aircraft carrier. A second U.S. aircraft carrier, which apparently instead of being good, clean drinking water or cooking water or showering water, this is water that was polluted and contaminated, just like they took it out of the sewer and poured it into the tanks. So now they've had to go buy bottled water. Well, how can you keep supplying bottled water to the crew of a vessel, and does it make a great difference when the water that they'd be trying to shower in or drink had poop in it or pee in it, or all the drugs or the different stuff from different things? It's like, oh, I wonder who gave this water to the, to the Lincoln. You see what I'm saying? Who gave this water to the Lincoln? Was it a red Chinese, business, or somebody owned by that, or was it Biden's friends who worked with the red Chinese to make sure that our two aircraft carriers are screwed up? Now, let me go on to another thing here, because now we're getting less coincidence, aren't we? Now we got a cluster started, don't we? Well, then apparently, hopefully I'm on. I don't know if I am or not. I guess I'm still on, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, roger that. Okay. Allegedly, almost all military-based water supplies on the island of Hawaii now allegedly are contaminated. Okay? We knew about the ones sort of around, you know, that had contamination in some of the Navy bases. But now apparently it's Hickam and all the different other bases, the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine Corps bases allegedly have bad water and they're drinking bottled water. Do you think that is not right out of the overture, in terms of what we're talking about, you know, what we've read to you many times in the past? We've read many times in the past to you about the overture. And let's see if I can find that right here. I had it the other night. I read it to you. But the overture, right, out of the novel written, or the book written by Victor Suvorov, and the chapter called the Spetsnaz, First Spetsnaz World War, or whatever. And he said, down at the bottom, there's a little quote where he says, terrorist acts carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampoule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For an example, in an epidemic of an infectious disease at seven of the most important naval bases in the world would have the effect of having the combined naval might of the Soviet Union's enemies, meaning the U.S., meaning the British, okay, meaning all the different ones. You see what I'm saying here? So now, what do we got? We got a problem with the bases in Hawaii. Well, do you think that may have a Chinese origin? Do you think that now that Admiral Gilday, has a SyncPAC intel person over there, you think that they might be looking into these things? But oh no, they're probably just saying, oh, these are coincidences. But ladies and gentlemen, this water stuff with the aircraft carriers, the water stuff with the Hawaiian bases points to the Red Chinese. Now, who is it? Who gave in the Red Chinese banks gave $1.45 billion allegedly to Hunter Biden for investment purposes, et cetera? Who then also, which energy company in the Red Chinese allegedly gave $50 million or more to Red China Joe, the big guy, and his son Hunter? Who allegedly did that? And then that Grassley, who they're trying to get out of office, Grassley, and basically in Iowa, the senator from Iowa, Republican senator from Iowa, Grassley, who is now really close for comfort in the election polling, he's only up 3% in the districts and stuff for in Iowa, where he's been a senator for so long, against the Democratic candidate. So now Grassley, Grassley's FBI whistleblowers and also the Ohio just forget about the guy who's the real good congressman from Ohio who also has the whistleblowers. But let's just say Grassley is saying that the FBI and the DOJ, he sent them a letter again, but they've had all this information about the Red Chinese bribing Hunter and allegedly Joe Biden being involved with it. He's got all of that information is already there. So what does that constitute? If we're about ready to go to war against Red China over Taiwan or, you know, some kind of a thing like that, And if we now find that allegedly we're got all of a sudden Hawaiian base has got problems, two aircraft carriers got problems with water, or that before then in the port in San Diego, remember the guy, he just got off. I just got off for allegedly setting fire to a ship in the dry dock there at the docks that was being repaired. Oh, they let him off, but I'll tell you what, my source is old Captain K out there, down close to the borderline, but knowing what's going on the North Island and such, all right? He says that's related to the Red Chinese, and that there is a connection if they want to look for it. So, ladies and gentlemen, now, what else do we have with water, okay? Oh, it looks like, I'm looking here at the natural news of the Health Ranger. California Reservoir is dropping fast. Los Angeles is approaching 0 day for water. In other words, the whole city of Los Angeles did not have water from their reservoir. And I guess the Garcetti, just took a helicopter tour to survey the reservoir, during which he stated, "It's as low as I can ever remember it being. You can see the bathtub ring. Oh, that's real cute." And then for the past decade, Los Angeles City, there's also the county with many more millions of people, has made significant investments into its water future, including several major projects that aim to improve the capture, storing, and recycling of water. But such projects include a new biosludge recycling facility that will pump purified sewage sludge back through the people's taps after each use. Oh, that'll be great. Maybe we can put that in our aircraft carriers. Do you see how the coincidence stops to be a coincidence? Brother Steve Glass said years ago, the biggest migration you're going to see in the country is when the West Coast runs into the interior for water. So that if we go to Las Vegas and Lake Mead and in Arizona and all of that, they're all drying up. Colorado River drying up. All these different things. And now some people out there want to take water from the Missouri and the Mississippi River. Well, the Mississippi River is drying up. It's so low that you can't necessarily get a barge down there or get oil or whatever to come up the road in terms of a tanker. Or you can't get grain to go down to go out to the port to export it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting to be quite interesting. Quite interesting. Now, let's stay on water. Stay on water. Now, my sources, the deep background sources, have told me that that the Great Lakes, once again, as we described to you, you remember when we talked to you about it on air here? I talked to you about it on air back a few months ago, to where there were stuff coming in the St. Lawrence Seaway. They thought Russian vessels of different types, like research vessels or tankers, might have mini subs underneath them, okay, that kind of a thing, or had them on board and could quickly deploy them off the edge when they got around the corner from the people supposedly watching, okay, as they come through the chain of the Great Lakes. Well, in the last few days, there have been all kind of activity in the Lake Superior, Upper Lake Michigan, in the other part of the lakes, and on out to the St. Lawrence Seaway. Once again, we have like P8 Poseidons up there instead of off the coast of the Atlantic or the Gulf Coast or whatever, or the West Coast. We've got them up in the Great Lakes working and looking. And that also, at a certain point in time, I believe it was the day before yesterday, the E-6 went up there, and E-6 went up there. Now, an E-6 is a surveillance plane, but it's also a communications, it's a 3C plane, communication, command, and control. So they're up there, and then all of the air tankers, the KC-135 air tankers, are supplying somebody up there looking, because now a lot of the stuff is being turned off. The squawk boxes are being turned off. So you can't see them on the program, but you can still see the tankers sometimes going up there out of Detroit or out of Tinker or out of Topeka or wherever they might be coming from. And they're supplying somebody something, then going back. And then they come back up. All right. So there's somebody up there, but they ain't squawking. Now, the E6 went up there, and apparently, from what I'm told, talked to the people there in the Superior, Michigan area, and they're looking for something, and then they left, because an E6 is there, because whoever is on the E6 can also call the ball. They can call the ball. They can make the decision, you see. They can make the decision, all right, to blow something out of the water or to go get it or to attack it or whatever it is. Now, what could it be? Well, we had the earlier stuff that we also were looking for in the Smoky Mountains, along those areas and the TVA dams, you know, and the various rivers. You got, what, the French Broad, you got the Tennessee, the Kentucky River, all those different things where you got different dams that have power grid stuff on them, right? We've talked to you about that in the past, about all the Russians that were spotted around, you know, where the mud, the blood, and the beer is, you know, in Tennessee. Not Knoxville. I'm awfully ticked off tonight because, of once again, we were all set to go, and then somebody has done something at the last minute to goop up me and my global satellite uplink, GS Radio, the good people that put this stuff up for us for years. And we try the best to get it all done, and we do it early, and then it doesn't work. Okay, so anyway, that's why I'm ticked, all right? But I will say this. Whoever is doing it, the Red Chinese, the Russians are involved. And then, quite frankly, what could they have up there? What could they have brought in? And then after the fact, I got to thinking about the other night, not just mini subs, where then you could put small units afoot to do different things. What if they brought in those Poseidon tsunami bombs underneath a tanker or in the belly of a research vessel or some kind of a ship, you see, hidden in there in a sense? And what if they brought in those tsunami weapons, the Poseidon tsunami weapons, and put one of them in Lake Superior, one in Lake Michigan, you know, Erie, Ontario, all the different lakes, okay, the Great Lakes. And let's say they had it in Superior and Michigan, and they blew the linkage, you know, and all of that, and then they flushed the Great Lakes. And for you old-timers, you'll remember the maps that the U.S. Navy had, and then also Lori Toy had, and there was another guy that saw the future map of the United States and how it had an inland sea from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up into, you know, the Great Lake areas, dividing the country in two, destroying a large amount of bridges, cropland, cities, and millions of people. So if they brought in tsunami weapons, the Poseidon tsunami bombs, possibly into the Great Lakes, that could be what they're looking for. And if they're not, then they ain't looking for them. Because we told you months ago, just hear us, let alone the no such arterials, you know. Nuclear secure, you know, arses or whatever, all right? They should know all of this. DIA should know all of this. And if they know it and they're not doing anything about it, and then we have to be the ones that blow the whistle out on the air and to get some good line officer in the U.S. military to send some jets or planes or somebody to look up there, then so be it. But this country is getting ready for the taking. And whoever is in charge of this country right now is getting ready to blow it out the water. Meanwhile, your military allegedly are trying to be understanding that they have to allow transgender people to rule over them. And they have to probably let them touch them in the shower. And they can't say anything about it because those are the transgenders or the queers or the this or the that. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you what, it's up to you now out there in the country to be the defense of the United States. And I'm going to tell you what, they're going to blow the military out of the water or just make them into a big, live, dismal dud. And send them somewhere to where they got the crap blown out of them. And they're no longer defending the United States. So if they did do a tsunami weapon in Superior and Michigan and some of the other lakes and brought all that forth, you'd hit what? You'd hit Missouri River, Mississippi, Illinois River, Ohio River, Kentucky, all the different things. And if they blew the TVA dams, which was one of the targets of the Spetsnaz years ago, and talking to different people, I remember Greg Evenson telling me about how they trained to look for other special ops that were their guys, trained to look for the Spetsnaz or somebody or GRU coming in to blow the TVA dams. They used to train for it. So what happens then is you've got the Great Lakes going all the way to the Gulf Coast, a giant, massive, 100, 200-mile, inland sea or lake. You know, it's interesting to note that Bin Laden also talked about using nukes. Well, Bin Laden had a map of the United States. Remember, he had certain nukes were poised at where? Do you remember where? One of them was around where it would affect the New Madrid Fault and blow the New Madrid Fault. There were others at key places around the country and around in different key areas of the United States that when they blew would then cause cascading effects of floods or of forest fires or whatever it might be, or earthquakes. This thing is ripe for the picking now, okay? Ripe for the picking. And you ought to read, can you imagine Los Angeles without water? Or San Diego without water, or San Francisco without water, or whatever? You would think that California would have long about 1955, when everybody was making so much money out there, that they would have built multiple desalination plants everywhere. But oh no, they didn't do it. They just kept bringing it, trickling it down from the mountains, down through the reservoir to this one and that one. And if they let any rain get up in there, then they're afraid that the dams are going to break and then flood the valley anyway. Remember how we were up there and we had the flood? It was up there and the whole thing and the dam was starting to leak. And it was up in Northern California up there in Earthen Dam, right? It was getting too high. And then Lawrence Livermore had some kind of a underground, inside the dam, a nuclear testing deal or something up in there, and they were worried about that. So now they turned all the weather stuff off to make a complete drought on the West Coast. You can see it if you go up to Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, University of Wisconsin, you go and you look for their second, TPW2 or whatever, and you click on the domain of the United States of CONUS or of North America, and you can go up and you can look and see off the coast of Northern California, Oregon, Washington State, that there's a counterclockwise flow completely off, but a powerful engine that drives a counterclockwise flow back out into the Pacific rather than to let rain to come in to Washington and come into Oregon and come down in a natural sort of what it used to be weather pattern that came on down, through the Rockies and into Texas and up in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and then on over Illinois, Indiana, and out the Ohio Valley and out to the East Coast. That was our weather pattern. Now our weather pattern is to come off the Gulf of Mexico and to come up and to fake all of that. So what I was talking about here, we've also got T6s going back and forth to different places, but you got P8s and stuff off of Jacksonville, Treasure Island there, where the subs are at. You got them at Oceana, Norfolk, Hampton Roads, and all that up in there. You got them off Charleston. You got them up, off of New England up in there as well. And then you got them down in the Gulf Coast. You got down there, they're using E3s. with the P3s and the P8s and stuff to look for things down there. You got Russians right off the coast and their subs, they can launch. They don't have to have the hypersonic missile. They can just launch the cruise missile, which will get there and, you know, hit 12 miles. They can launch a cruise missile and get into the D.C., New York, Oceania, Treasure Island, Miami, Charleston, wherever it might be. United Boat, you know, wherever they want to put one, Boston, wherever. And they can put them in there in less than 5 minutes anyway on just a cruise missile. Now, give the United States military its due. Somebody in a line capacity has got at least these P-3 Orions and P-8 Poseidons and got the E-6 and E-3s up on the coast in the various areas and in the Great Lakes looking for possible launches. Possible launches or explosions or a Poseidon tsunami that's 1,000 feet high, that's radiated, that could then hit and take the take Lake Superior and Michigan, et cetera, on down the road and take them south. This is serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't none of it on TV where they're talking about the elections that probably won't happen or may not happen or possibly will happen, but we don't know, you see. Now, this is another thing. This is from the old Webbots guy, Cliff High. And here's what he has to say. Today, he said it's a short bot report. He's starting to run his Webbots again, but in a little bit different fashion. He says, heads up, very large, like a giant building tension spike, arrives on November 13th. That would be 5 days after the November 8th election, or lack of elections, and persists as a series of waves of building tension that continue out to the end of our sample, which is more or less the end of December. Another large spike appears at the first week in December. And he says, just for your information, normally, he would post a descriptor set that describes, has words and language that describe this building tension area. He said, for your information, no descriptor set will be posted. Now, that's a question mark. Why is that? Well, because it may be so horrific that he doesn't want to put it out there because they may then turn all of his stuff off or come to get him again. All right. Which happened when they nailed him back a few years ago and took all the bots off the air and really destroyed his servers and stuff. Or it could be that it's just so bad in terms of what's there, he doesn't want to put it out there. In the past, the web bots back a number of years ago had some scenarios that he put up where there were three scenarios where it was how many billion people die, okay? And that stuff is starting to look like it is starting to appear. But the other part of it is that one of the keys that he was showing in the future that would happen and certain things would happen were when there were food riots that then broke into the Vatican and released secret information from the Vatican archives. Well, right now in Paris and also in Rome and are in the Vatican, near the Vatican, there are large, huge riots and protests against the huge food costs and inflation and gasoline costs, where they're having to, the French in Paris, they had the barricades up and they had to have all the gendarmes ready to charge them and all that kind of stuff. They're going to fight at the barricades. And then in Italy also, they got all kind of problems. So that is something from back from Cliff High's stuff back a number of years back where he was looking at the great future. One of the things was that there would be food riots in Rome that would then spill into the Vatican and release stuff out of there. Okay? Food for thought in a sense, okay? But he's not going to post to the scripture set, apparently, because it might be too horrific. Might be. Now, There's all kind of stuff going on with the Russians, with NATO. We had the Russian Sukhois fired on a Russian nuke snipper, or not a Russian, but a British nuke snipper. We had the Prime Minister of Great Britain resign today, and then they're talking about bringing back old Boris back and all that stuff. Tomorrow morning, U.S. nuclear bombers arrive. This is out of Hal Turner's thing, but I've seen it elsewhere as well. Tomorrow morning, U.S. nuclear bombers arrive for NATO drill against Russia, okay? Tomorrow, Central European time, a pair of B-52N bombers carriers are expected to arrive in the United States in the area of the NATO Steadfast Noon 2022 exercise. Meanwhile, you see, there are some islands called the Shetlands. The Shetland Islands and the Orkneys are islands that are north of Scotland there, north of, you know, the United Kingdom, in a sense, all right? And then the Shetlands and those islands up in there, what's interesting about them is they had supposedly somebody cut their electronic cables to England. Or to Scotland proper, you know, that those are the things that the computers run off of, the telephone, all the different stuff, you see. The data lines, all those kind of things, banking lines, which people forget. People say, well, Hawk, there ain't no population, there ain't no banks up there. Oh, yes, there are, because the banks that are in the Shetlands and in the islands off of England and Scotland, the islands have huge, small facility, but huge banks that they utilize them where that is the offshore money, the sneaky money, the money that the big billionaires, trillionaires, and everybody has accounts in those islands to stash their cash because it doesn't appear in other systems, you understand? They use wire transfers into there, which then go to Anstalts in Liechtenstein, which are accounts run by lawyers, which then have their own accounts having somebody else's money in them in a Swiss bank. You understand what I'm saying? And then that money moves, and it can move to the Caymans and the Bahamas and Bermuda and different various other places, okay, to the Middle East, to China, back and forth, up and down, to where they keep washing it, washing it, washing it. So, you see, this could hit some specific person who might be involved in ordering and doing the ordering of the attacks on Russia by who? By the Brits? And by the United States. The rest of NATO ain't doing hardly, you know, doodly squat in terms of money or anything. The economy of Europe is as large or not larger than the United States economy. Why aren't they providing the economy to fight the Russians, providing it to the Ukraine, you see? And then the other thing I heard from the backside, so to speak, is that everybody's been talking about the possibility of a false flag, or that the Russians are going to hit the dam, you see, by Kherson or wherever down there, to cover their withdrawal and all that stuff. And then others have said, well, it's going to be the United States is going to give a nuclear device or weapon, if they already had it, to the Ukrainian spooks, special ops, that they were going to blow the dam and then try to blame it as a false flag. In other words, false flag it, blame the explosion on Russia, which could then start the nuclear war in the Ukraine, in that area, which would then expand all around the world and include everybody in the game to where at least 34, 35 million people, some models said, could die. It could be a lot more than that, by the way. The Luciferian scumbags, Lucifer and his minions, his fallen angels and his minions in the banking and big corporate class, you know, people like, Bill Gates and stuff. He says all of this high price of fuel and all this inflation and all the, you know, the fuel costs and everything, that's good for people. The war is good in the long run, you see. You talk about a piece of, you know, dungus, you know. That's that guy right there. He would like to kill your baby. He wants to give everybody shots. He's the one that did the 210 drill in New York City where they talked about using a pandemic, you see. And now in New York, just to let you know, in New York City, apparently, there's a 20% increase in the COVID again. Right? What do you think that's going to do? So something is going to happen here. We're coming towards these elections. If what they think is happening, and I don't know if it is or if it ain't, but the sentiment is possibly that the Republicans will take the House and the Senate and other governorships and things like that, all the way down into the state and county and the city governments. That if they don't want that to happen, then they got to make something big in the world go down to take out the possibility of an election, or to shut up even after the election, to shut down the United States markets, take out possibly the power grids, certain cities. In other words, they'll start. The Luciferian scumbags also running the top of the slots in the United States, Great Britain, all around the world, working for Lucifer the Lightbringer himself. That's who they worship, you see. And Lucifer is on this planet. His minions are on this planet. They got the AI, they got the spider, they got the whatever it is, the fog thing I was talking about, the fog net or whatever. All of that stuff, you see, is all about surveilling you completely. They can even, they showed an example, somebody told me, they showed an example where they pulled up one person and they showed where his car was at this period of time, where he went, what store he went into, and what he bought in the store. This is no longer about the old time game. This is about become your own supply sergeant, your own general store, okay? And you need to have water purification. If you do not have a Berkey water purification system, and I've told you to try to go up and get one. You can get several different sizes. You might find one that will work for you in terms of cost. And get you a blemished one, a factory blemished, where it's got a scratch on the stainless steel or on the top of it, or, you know, the whatever it might be, or on the plastic, a scuff on the Berkey light. And pick out one because it will take out viruses, bacteria that are bad for you, parasites, chemicals, and all kind of sediments and all that kind of stuff. It will take water that you got out of the pond, the scum pond, or out of a dirty river, and it will take that water and it will be drinkable for you and be 99.9% according to their statistics, using those black Berkey filters. You got to then have somewhere to put it in or to transport it from spot when you go down to the pond or the creek or the river or the lake. Oh, well, why do you got to do that, Hawk? Because the water won't be on. The water mains won't be on. And if they are, they're probably backfilling you with poop water like they said they're going to do in Los Angeles County. So I'm telling you, you got to have a Berkey somewhere or the other. Go in with somebody else, your neighbor, and get one, whatever it is you do. So that is one of the keys. Food. Can you eat for a year? 6 months, 3 months, 2 months, a week. So anyway, that is one of the keys. Water, food, nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. If you think there might be a radioactive tsunami come on the East Coast or the West Coast or the Gulf Coast or from the Great Lakes, then Hawk is not guaranteeing you that this will happen. He's saying it's a strong possibility because we had earlier thought about mini subs. And then we thought about other devices, but then I got started thinking about, well, they could pull one of those tsunami drones, you know, the Poseidon drones that they have, and blow it, and to blow a 1,000-foot thing of water in the sky, it's radioactive and flood the whole heck out of it. They could hit that on the East Coast and hit 90 million people on the East Coast who live real close to the coastline, up the corridor, you know? Anyway, tonight I would like to pray for my dear friend, the grandmother down there in Florida. Lord Jesus, will you go to her? Will you remove any kind of a problem she might have in her body? Lord, will you then restore her to full health so that she may combat all of the things that are going on around her and to come out on top above them in his glory and in her glory? And then, you know, in Jesus' name I pray. These things in the Shetlands, all they say, oh, it might be, I guess, a fishing boat. Oh, it's the old crab trickle, blah, 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 you know, but the thing is, they've known those cables are down there, and they know not to go down that deep, okay? But the fact of the matter is, if somebody blew the Nord Stream pipelines, okay, 1 and 2 of the Russians, in multiple places, and that allegedly, supposedly, either the U.S. did it themselves with special ops or provided the equipment or the weaponry to blow it, okay, to Ukrainian special ops, or to British special ops, or to some other people that went and blew that stuff, which then that causes the patents to wear. Now, even if they've got that, unless they repair the pipeline, they cannot get oil or natural gas to Europe from Russia. So that allegedly was ordered by Red China Joe, okay? Or by his masters, whoever they might be, in whatever banking system portion of the Russian oligarchy, and which he also, Hunter got a lot of money from them. The former mayor of Moscow's wife, okay, gave him a lot of money. Other people in that oligarchy gave him a lot of money. Or from the Brits, from the people that own the Bank of England, which just had to bail out every pension fund in the UK. So this is getting to be quite serious, is it not? So you need to get ready. You need to be sitting there thinking water purification, water storage, food for long term, for a long time. If nothing else, get you one more or two more cans of Chunky or Progresso Super Wheat. That makes a ration for two days. One can is 1 day ration. You take that, a little cracker, a bread, or, you know, whatever you got, something like that, and some poke salad or dandelion greens or what lettuce you grew in the cold frame and, you know, or in your kitchen, you know, whatever it is, or in the hydroponics, and you put it all together, you got a meal. You got a ration for the day. One can, one person for a day. So there it is. You're also going to have to keep yourself warm, and then the lights may be going out. They're talking 3 hours a night in London, which don't ever sleep, you see. London. I'll tell you what. You better get some firewood if you can. If nothing else, you could put a tent out there by your fire ring in the back. You know, if it's maybe warmer if you did that than if you stayed in the house. I don't know. So all of this stuff is getting to be much, much more than coincidence, okay? And then people said, well, where are the Russians' tests? Where are the Russian nuclear testing that they were going to do in drills? Well, one of my astute listeners, they have said, hey, maybe the Russians are not going to have a drill, they're going to have the real thing, okay? Very well true. And then you got two B-52s with allegedly got nukes in them, but do you remember they said in these drills, NATO drills, that there weren't going to be any nuclear weapons involved in any of the aircraft? Wasn't that interesting? And then I said, or one last week on the show, well, that would be a great time for the Russians to attack, because then you'd have to fly back to base, I guess, to try to get some nukes on so you could go in and do the nukes to get the nuke rush. In the old days, we used to have them on the racetrack coming out of Greenland up there. We used to have them on the racetrack ready to go. Flying buffs already ready to go in the big racetrack. Now, the Russians have got all their racetracks going. They got their stuff going. We had off the coast of Alaska and all that. You know, it was off the coast. It wasn't over Alaskan or Canadian space, but it was off the coast. And you see, they don't have to go over and drop bombs like World War II, you know, or Vietnam or the Korean War or even the Gulf War. They can launch cruise missile with nuclear capability. Then you also got to remember that there are Spetsnaz inside the United States who can work to do sabotage and all kind of stuff, like power grid stuff. They don't even have to blow the EMP. They can take the grid out, but then they will still have, the computers will still be alive and the cars will still work. So the EMP could be really great for that. Or the Russians just may go for the full mine and go, you know, boom, you know, sub-base New England, boom, United Boat New England, boom, Boston, New York, Philly, boom, 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 D.C., boom. They could do like that, hit Bragg, Oceana, Treasure Island, Fort Hood, several other places. They'd already have the boys at Knobnuster. Whiteman would already be in the air. The B-2 brothers, the Titan 509 in Missouri, all right? And they would already be in the air, but how do they get through? Where do they go? And what, you know, how's it going to fly? You see what I'm saying? And then we got TR-3Bs, who knows whether they're owned by the U.S. government or whether they're owned by the large corporations. To protect from FOIA requests and the ability to pry in, because the secrets of corporations, the trade secrets, you don't have to tell anybody about them, all right? They're your trade secrets. So anyway, say out of my brother Crazy Horse, I heard you got a little snow up there. I hope you get a little bit more, but I'm going to tell you what, you better load that buffalo gun and have extra rounds, and you better have your knees wrapped with the old ace bandages, brother. And get ready to go, because this stuff is going to go down some way or the other. Some way or the other, something is going to happen here. And I pray that it doesn't, but I'm telling you, if what they think is going to happen in the elections, they will not allow it. They won't allow it. They'll blow it up. They'll blow this whole dadgum world up for the behalf as a blood sacrifice to Lucifer. And then whoever is left, you see, then they only want about 500 million people, right? Population planet Earth no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. And well, they would say one language and then one currency, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and I'm going to tell you, when he comes back with his angels and they come down, they're going to come down and they're going to singe the butt and jerk these tares out of the ground. And they're going to throw them in the fiery furnace. And there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the plasma fire will be burning all these jerks forever and ever. And the 200 million man army that will be probably Red Chinese, amongst others, and Armageddon will be destroyed. And then Jesus will reign on this planet. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you do not have him as your Savior, repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior and to wash you clean with his blood. And if you're sincere, then he will give you the best deal in time, my friend, because he'll start to wash you clean. And it might be awful dim and dark, and your window's outside to try to look out because they haven't washed your windows for 50 or 60 years. And then all of a sudden, you'll see a little corner. You'll see some ray of sunlight coming through. You'll see a little bit of where you can see the Lord's beauty outside of your window. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get some gold or silver while you still can, call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him on Hawk sent you, and you can get that. And while you're there, get some of Steve's books and sign up for his private briefings and get the intel that he's getting. And the another question is, well, who got rid of the crabs out in Alaska? Who keeps doing that? And then who keeps giving our strategic oil and selling it to the Red Chinese, to the company, allegedly the company that Hunter and him are attached to in China, the energy company? To make sure that the Red Chinese military, according to Admiral Gilday, they might just attack and take Taiwan before the end of this year. Maybe that has got something to do with what the Webbot guys thing says. But all I know is Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Revelation, the Lord Jesus has told you what's going to happen and told you in his red letters. If you got the red letter edition, you know it's him. Then you read that, you read it to your children tonight. And you tell them what might be coming. You say, kids, you're going to have to listen to mommy and daddy. You're going to have to learn to do the right things. Some of you are already training your children in fighting. Some of you are already training them how to box or how to do Muay Thai or how to wrestle or do jiu-jitsu or Aikido or something. Some are teaching them how to shoot a pheasant or quail or shoot targets with the .22 or with the shotgun or whatever, or with a .22 pistol. That's all fine and good. You can teach them bow and arrow. You can teach them how to fight with a large staff or stick. You know, Robin Hood and Little John fought with one, didn't they? The Japanese sure know how to use them. So do the Chinese. And then you got the old stick fighters, you know, Pansalat, you know, out of what is the Philippines? Pop, 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 pop. Nasty stuff. Stick to beat you up real good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you'd like to keep on hawking the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted. Believe me, it could be Federal Reserve note, you know, it could be a silver dollar, silver quarter, silver dime, ounce of silver, whatever it is, a bit of gold, a bit of platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. I made our jeans return it to you 10,000 fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, something is getting ready to happen. Something is getting ready to happen, I'm telling you. America's military apparently is also on the, is also being moved around a great deal. There's a whole lot of C-17s moving around the country. I'm not talking about troops on the road and that kind of stuff, but I'm talking about pre-positioning kind of stuff. Also, last week, there were a whole lot of 752 transport aircrafts for what I would say executive transports. And they all moved into from various parts of the country into D.C. Well, did they bring people to staff the bunkers? Sidearm, Mount Weather, all of that stuff? I believe they did. Then you had the British Minister of Defense come over and flew on over. Well, he obviously knew that they were going to get rid of the Prime Minister, and then he maybe have a situation where I've heard that in Great Britain that a large number of their bunkers and deep stuff has been sold off or destroyed or is no longer that well appointed. I know at the Rutland Manor and underneath there where they have their UFOs, and that's the manor on the hill where the Internet's got started, you see. You know, house upon the hill, you know, the Rutland Manor, you know. And they got all kind of tunnels underneath that, 20 miles of them, deep underground. But I've heard that, quite frankly, they wanted to know what was going to be on and whether or not the Brits were going to do this, that, or the other, or whether the U.S. would back them. Because the Brits may be feeling that the U.S. may not back them. And then we got all kind of troops right now in Poland, in Lithuania, in Estonia, Latvia. We got them, I believe, in other countries as well. We got them, quite frankly, in the Ukraine, special ops and intel people. You got Iranians in the Ukraine. You got Chinese in the Ukraine. You got all kinds of stuff going on, and all of that is the key. And you want to know what? When you talk about Meshach and Tubal, that area is not too far from where Meshach and Tubal used to live. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, stand for your Bill of Rights, your business, your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians that are currently running stuff on this planet. Make them fear you and to fear the Lord who guides you. Pending arrangement, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaPool, you are the best podcast, buddy. Road and Track, Little L, you hold the fort for your daddy. And I hear you're getting ready to become real ninjas here pretty quick. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare and buy more food. Get a water purification system if you don't have it. NBC gear, nuclear, biological, chemical gear. Ammunition. Good night.